Thanks for having me.
Apparently, your interest started by getting an insider's look a few years back.
Yeah, you know, in 2008, I was a graduate student at Rutgers University, New Brunswick, looking at the Hillary Clinton campaign and trying to analyze in what ways gender played a role in that race. And so I started with my colleagues at the Center for American Women in Politics what we called Hillary Watch, which was an inside look at the way she was running her campaign, the strategies she was using in relation to gender, and also the news coverage and analysis about her being the first or possible first woman president.
How was her campaign being run by her own team?
There was a clear strategy early on to make sure that she proved herself as credentialed enough and strong enough and tough enough to be president. So her top strategist at the time put out a memo that talked about the fact that the country wasn't ready for the first mama president, but they were ready for the first father president that's a woman. And it really spoke to me about these expectations they had about how the country or how ready the country was for a woman in the post that is really one of the most masculine posts in American politics.
Now, putting president aside, since we've not had a female president yet, you have noted that roughly the same percentage of women as men win office when they are competing for the position.
Sure. So there's not a bias at the ballot box. In essence, women can win at the same rates as men in comparable races.
But it's to getting to step up to the plate to even have that swing at the box.
Of course. What we see is there's far fewer women candidates. And then when they're running, the rules of the game are a little bit different for men than they are for women.
How are they different?
So we as voters have expectations of what it means to be a candidate. And those expectations generally align with our expectations of masculinity. So then our separate expectations of gender, which are of ideas about masculinity and femininity, for women, those two things don't coincide. So when we think of a candidate, we tend to think of a man or the expectations, traits, norms, expertise that men have. When we think of a candidate, we aren't necessarily thinking of those gender norms and expectations we hold for women.
In the course of your research, are you seeing any evolution in these stereotypes or expectations?
Definitely. At the end of the book, I talk about the ways in which we have to push some of these stereotypes and that campaigns can actually play a role in doing that, that they can present images of candidates, both gender dynamic and not, that make voters sort of come around to the idea that a candidate can look differently, act differently, or present different credentials for office. So this cycle, for example, Gina Raimondo, who became the first female governor of Rhode Island, she had her young children really front and center in her campaign. I think that that's a change. I think that's evolution. We used to see women try to really hide their young children because we didn't want to raise questions about how could they both be a mother and an office holder. In this case, you saw her really talk about her motherhood as a way to empathize with voters, but also as a credential for office, that you could use the tools and skills and things that you learn about being when you're a mom or a parent and bring those to elected office.
Should Hillary Clinton, as expected, declare that she'll be running for president, how do you suspect that her team will have profited from the experiences of 2008?
Yeah, I think what we saw at the end of her 2008 campaign was that her strategy was already shifting a bit. So they started to do things like the Hillary I know, ways to sort of emphasize her more feminine qualities, but in essence, to let her be more of herself, not necessarily having to prove that she's the tough person who's ready to wake up at 3 a.m. And deal with these national security issues, that she already had those credentials.
Dr. Dittmar, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you so much.
Kelly Dittmar is assistant professor of political science at Rutgers Camden, and author of the forthcoming book, Navigating Gendered Terrain, Stereotypes and Strategy in Political Campaigns.